Hey, it's Bethany. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Dialed In. You are going to love this interview and conversation that I had with my friend who is a coach and speaker. Her name is Amy Barge. Her mantra is, if you're not growing anywhere, you're not going anywhere. And she shares her story of how she went from stuck and unhappy and unfulfilled to really taking a chance on growing herself, investing in herself, and how that panned out in her life. You will hear small details of how it panned out and huge details of how personal growth and learning to trust who she was made to be, get dialed in to those things that set her heart on fire, how that changed everything. I am thrilled to have you listen to Amy and hear her story. Thanks for being here today. Now we'll get to the show. Hello, everyone. Thank you for being here today. I know you just heard all about Amy Barge in the introduction, and now we're going to dive into a little bit of her story about what it looks like to live a big life the Amy Barge way. So hi, Amy. Welcome.
Hey, thanks. I'm glad to be here.
So I am just going to let you start where your heart says to start, and I'll ask questions along the way and take some notes, and we're going to have a good time here.
All right. Well, you know, when I think about when did I start living big, it was probably not by choice, actually. I went through a really difficult divorce. And at the time, I did not want it to happen. I had been married 20 years, had 3 kids. But I can honestly say, looking back now, I realize that that one thing was definitely the catalyst for me taking a lot of other steps in my life. One of them being, I decided after I had taught school for, at that point, like 13 years, I needed to do something else just from a vocational standpoint to be able to support myself. Mm-hmm. And so, long story, I ended up in several different jobs, working in downtown Chicago, something I never imagined that I would do, but I did. And even getting those jobs, which was so outside the field of education, was a huge step for me because the voice in my head told me for many years, you're just a teacher. But when I had these other opportunities open up and I stepped into them, it was like, oh, wow, there's some other things I can do here. And so it was probably, I guess, about 7 or 8 years into that journey of, you know, doing some other things from a professional standpoint that I made the really big decision that I didn't want to live in the Chicagoland area anymore. And at the time when I decided to move, my kids were grown, but I didn't know where they were going to land. So I was like, well, where do I go that's kind of centrally located? And my sister and her family lived here in Indiana. So I thought, well, I'm going to go there. So I moved, sold my house, quit my job, left my church, my friends, everything, and moved in with my sister. Didn't have a job, didn't know what I was going to do, and literally just started that journey over of finding a place to work. And
wow.
Yeah. One of the really interesting things about that whole part was home and a space has always been really important to me. Mm-hmm. And so when I moved, I knew at some point I wanted to have a really great place to live, but I didn't know where that would be. But I found this really cute area with townhomes and this creek. And I was like, oh, I'd like to live right there on the corner, looking over the creek and the woods. And at the time it was like a development, you know, in process. And the woman said, oh, you know, those have been sold forever. Okay, but I kept driving through that for about 8 months. And on my birthday, the woman called and said, hey, that unit you were looking at is available.
What?
I am not kidding. I drove over, walked in. It was the floor plan I wanted, the exact location I wanted. And interestingly enough, the voice in my head was like, you can't do this. You don't have a job. Because I was still looking for the job. But one of my good friends said, Amy, you trusted God during all that difficult time of your divorce. Maybe he wants you to trust him for something really good. Mm. So I said, okay, bought the townhome thinking I'll have a job, you know, in a month or so. Well, it's time to close. I don't have the job. And so I'm like, what am I going to do? And my financial advisor in Chicago said, you can use all the money from the house and we'll sell this stock that you have. Okay. I was really frustrated with God at that point saying, you know, I'm trying to do it the right way.
Right.
This isn't working out.
I'm having faith. What's going on?
Yes. Yeah. You want me to have this place. Anyway, move in, still don't get a job for like 3 more months, but I got everything painted. It's like curtains hung. That fall, my financial advisor called me. This was the fall of 2008. And he said, you remember the stock that you sold? Yeah. Well, when you sold it in the spring, it was like $42 a share. Right now it's worth less than $4. So I would have lost all that money if I hadn't used it to buy my townhome.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was a really huge step of faith for me, and a place where I felt like God showed up and said, yeah, it might not be the way you think it should be, but I've got a bigger plan here.
Right. So I got this. Yeah.
The big moment.
Wow. That's powerful. Okay. So then what happened next?
Yeah. Well, so I work in these jobs and now I'm thinking, okay, I've got a job. I've got my place to live. I'd really like to get married again. And I had done a lot of dating that hadn't worked out, learned a lot in the process. I'll just say dating over the age of 40. Yeah, that was an experience. I thought someday I'll write a book about that one. But anyway, I ultimately ended up meeting my wonderful husband, Sam, and we got married in 2013. And the following year, I was approached about joining the John Maxwell team from a friend. And I was like, you know what? That sounds like a really cool thing to do. So my plan again was I'll join the team and I'll kind of build a business on the side. And then when I'm ready, you know, I'll quit my day job. And
when you're ready.
When I'm ready. Yeah.
Right. When air quotes.
Yeah, exactly. So 2 weeks after I joined, I was downsized from my and I just felt like, okay, wait, not my plan. But I felt like God was saying, you've been saying the business thing, like go ahead and do it. So I started my business and that's been 5.5 years ago. And that has been an amazing journey. And one that I don't even know if I would have done it if I hadn't had all those other steps prior to. Mm-hmm. I think I would have, I don't know, I might've been too scared to do it. And I will say that, you know, joining the team and then continuing to develop myself, there was a cost involved, both financially, from time perspective, from an energy perspective, that was huge, but it's also been what has led me to where I am today. So I am completely like the cheerleader beating the drum for this idea of invest in yourself, because it truly is, you know, personal growth is like, it's the thing that separates the people who make it long-term versus those who don't. And so that is kind of my, that's what I stand on now, is about helping people, particularly women, to grow.
Okay. In the beginning, when you made your first investment in yourself to grow, to develop yourself, was that a hard decision for you?
Yeah, it was. Because it was the largest amount of money that I had spent on myself since I went to college. And I remember at the time thinking, can you really do this, spend this much money? But interestingly enough, and sadly enough, my parents both passed away within 9 months of each other. My dad 8 months before I married Sam. So that was a year of just complete turmoil and difficulty and beauty at the same time, because here I'm marrying, you know, the love of my life. But they left me some money. And I really felt like when I was thinking about, do I make this investment, that I could imagine my mom and dad saying, you're worth it. We believe in you. Do this. Mm-hmm. And I remember sitting in the floor of my closet after I had joined the team. This was before I had gone to the training at all. And I found a note. I was literally cleaning out my closet, listening to John Maxwell. It was my first live call with, you know, John. Mm-hmm. And I found a note from my mom that she had written to me at their 50th wedding anniversary. And in it, she was saying things like, you know, you are such a great person to be up in front of a crowd talking. You made, you know, being the MC at our event was just so special. All these things that she was affirming in me that I was getting ready now to step in to do with the John Maxwell team. And it just felt like it was my mom saying, yes, go do this, go do this. So that made that investment easier. And then from there, I've just seen that the more you invest, the more you grow, the better it is. And there's just, there's no looking back now. It's going to be a continual thing from now on. Like there's no finish line with growth for me.
Yeah. I, you know, and my experience with personally growing was similar, and it wasn't anything I was raised with. My parents, I mean, I guess the extent of our, I'm doing air quotes, our personal growth was church. Right, where we went every Sunday and we learned about something and went on our week. And that was the closest ever, I think, to personally growing or developing a different awareness or whatever growing up. And I had the same experience, Amy, when I joined the John Maxwell team. I had never invested that amount of money in myself, definitely since college, you know, and it was incredibly scary. But then I also remembered hearing once that when you do that, you're saying, I believe in myself, and it kind of changes the game, right? Because everything is based on what you believe. I mean, you can have all the tools and stuff, but if you don't believe you can use them or it's inside of you, it doesn't matter. So
yeah, very true. And in fact, interestingly enough, like after I joined the team and I was doing all this stuff, I still had the voice in my head when I would get ready to do something new that would say, you're just a teacher. And I was like, where does that come from? I had had multiple jobs since then. I had been really successful, but it was like that gremlin voice that wanted to keep me stuck. And that's something I've had to go back to and now say, oh, wait a minute. Actually, it's because I was a really good teacher that I'm able to do a lot of the things that I'm doing now.
Right, right.
Because it really did. It set me up for the success that I'm enjoying. But isn't it interesting that the voice wants to make me think that that's not a good thing? So,
yeah. Right, of course. Well, so would you agree, like our mind, which we're bigger than our mind, right? We're a spiritual being having a human experience. And our mind wants to keep us the same because it thinks that same is safe.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you're just a teacher, we'll go back to doing that. That felt safe. That felt secure, even though you're mean to yourself about it on some level, right? Yeah. Which is a whole other belief thing to tackle. But yeah, it's crazy how insidious our beliefs, especially the crappy ones, are, and how they sneak in, and they will keep us small and the same our entire lives if we allow it. That's why I talk to people like you who have made decisions to be different and then acted on that decision. Yeah. Like it's one thing to say you want it, but it's a whole other to take action, right?
Yep, so, very true.
So how did you get from like joining the John Maxwell team to, I mean, you're a powerhouse. Like I see you, you have a book out, you're launching this amazing program for women. Like how did you get from working a job, just wanting to personally grow and joining the John Maxwell team to this is what I do now all the time?
So that too has been a very interesting journey. I probably spent the first year on the team just consuming every bit of content I possibly could because I was like, leadership, communication, growth. There's so much stuff to learn. And I love learning. So it was fun for me. But then at some point it's like, okay, you need to like do something with this. So that's when I started thinking about, okay, what do you really love? Well, I love speaking. I always have. So that's something that I've been pursuing and I've had amazing opportunities, mainly through people that I already knew from other places that said, hey, I heard you like to speak, would you do this? So, but the whole book thing came about because one of my mentors was talking about the importance of communicating often with people about what it is that you're doing. So he said, you know, you should be writing once a week. I'm like, once a week? I can do once a week? That's a lot. But because it was my mentor and I thought I better pay attention, I started writing once a week. And it started out with these blogs where I would just pay attention during the week to something that I saw that made me think about a principle I had learned around growth or communication or leadership. And I did those for a couple of years, like every Thursday, I was putting out this blog, sending it out to my email list. And then finally I heard Seth Godin speak at one of our Maxwell events. And someone said, hey, you know, Seth Godin takes his blogs and makes them into a book. And I was like, well, Seth Godin can do it. I can do it. But I never written a book. I didn't know how. So then I just started asking people, how'd you write your book? And I found out from another mentor that she used CreateSpace. I had a designer that I knew from another place where I had worked. I called him up and I put 43 of my stories into this book called Seeing Blind Spot. And it's leadership lessons from real life. So it's things that actually happened to me in my real life that have application to really anybody. They're short little stories, 2-3 pages max. But I think what makes the book really practical and useful is that at the end of each story, there are two questions that have to do with leadership and then two questions that have to do with your own personal growth. So you could really use this book either as a tool with your team or as a personal growth journal for yourself. So it was really a crazy ride to get to that point. But I'm glad that I did it. And then I transitioned from writing to doing videos because I knew I wanted to do more speaking. So for the last 3.5 years, I've done a video every Friday called Friday's Perspective. And just a week ago, I did my final Friday's Perspective because I sense that it's now time to move in a direction of really digging in and helping women grow. And I'm creating this Women Growing on Purpose membership community to help other women say, where do I need to be more aware of how I'm growing or not? What actions do I want to take? And then coming alongside each other to see that transformation happen. So it's been this process of one step leads me to the next, to the next. And I'm just excited to see what's going to come up next on the journey.
I love it. So, Amy, where can people find your book and where can they find out more about your women's membership?
My book is on Amazon.
Okay.
So you can just go right there, Seeing Blind Spots. And my website is simply amybarge.com. That's for everything that I do as a speaker, trainer, and coach. And I would suggest if anybody wants to get in touch with me directly, on the homepage of my website, there's a little button at the bottom where it says submit. And that's where I have a free downloadable handout that talks about some of these blind spot gaps that can keep us stuck in our own growth. And then that way I'd be able to, you know, connect with you directly. I do have a business Facebook page called Amy Barge. And my Women Growing on Purpose actually is opening for people to be a part of it on July 7th, 8th, and 9th. So if you're on my Amy Barge Facebook page or LinkedIn either, I'm also on LinkedIn, you're going to see all kinds of information about that. So yeah, I'd love to have anybody that's interested in taking that next step of growth, jump in and join us.
Excellent. I'm making notes here. So if listeners, if you're hearing this and you're trying to scramble and write this down or remember it, it's okay. Just go to the show notes. There'll be links for all of these things, including the book, in the show notes for your convenience. So I always like to pull out some teaching points from the stories that are shared here. But before I jump into that, Amy, is there anything else on your heart that you would say to the listeners?
Well, one of the things that has really impacted my life is that there are only 3 times that people really change. They change when they hurt enough that they have to. I definitely have had that happen multiple times in my life. They change when they learn enough that they want to, and then when they receive enough that they're able to. And so because I have lived those 3 things, that's something that I really want to help other people, especially women, come to that awareness that it's sometimes through what we hurt, what we learn, and what we receive that we're then able to really grow and have that transformation in our own lives. And I just, the mantra that I have all the time is, if you're growing anywhere, you're not going anywhere.
I like it. I'm writing that down. Isn't that true? Yeah. Now, I heard it said, if you're not growing, you're dying. But I really like that. If you're not growing anywhere, you're not going anywhere. That's perfect.
Hey, and I would add to that, and the way you'll know that you are growing is if you're uncomfortable, because that's when the growth happens. When you're like, ah, this feels a little scary, then you're getting ready to grow.
Right. And when you're growing and you're uncomfortable, your mind will be screaming at you to play it safe. Go back to what you were doing. Who do you think you are? Yep. So you know that you're on the right path if those voices get louder and louder and louder. And then it's time to overcome that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. The bigger the challenge, the louder that voice is going to be trying to keep you, quote, safe.
Right.
You don't
Absolutely.
Want that.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. So there's nothing wrong with you. If you are in a position, listeners, and you're thinking of stepping out and doing something that seems risky or scary, and you are hearing voices saying, who do you think you are? You just keep pushing forward, ladies. Keep pushing forward, because that's just a sign you're on the right path, not a sign to quit.
Absolutely.
So, all right. Well, I have three little teaching points that I pulled, even though there's so much more than that. I always feel like that. I think I say that like every episode I talk to somebody, because I have to, it's a struggle for me not to like fill pages of things and then want to like, yeah. So three, number one, invest in yourself. You are worth it. Number two, do it even if you're afraid. And number three, trust your intuition and choose faith. I love your townhome story. That's powerful. And I think a lot of times, well, for me at least, I've disregarded my faith and my intuition, that little still small voice, right? I push it down, push it aside, can't believe it could be real. And instead, I choose to put my trust in fear or in worst case scenario thinking instead of being open for opportunity. So I think that's a big one. Will you tell me again the three things when people grow, when they hurt enough?
Oh, what is that? No, so they hurt enough that they have to. They learn enough that they want to. And they receive enough that they're able to. And really in my own life where I saw that happen was definitely the hurt, the pain of my divorce forced me to make change. Then all the stuff that I learned, that made me want to start, you know, really start this business. And then just receiving all that I have from being part of these amazing communities that I have been part of has now made me at a place where I am able to make changes and then hopefully help other people. So it's just, I mean, I've been able to live this, and I've seen it to be so true, and I know it can be true for other people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, Amy, I really appreciate your transparency and sharing your story with us today. I have just known you for just a few years, and you are such a bright spot in my life. And I was just thrilled to introduce you to the listeners here at Dialed In and the people that follow me. And if you're looking for an opportunity to grow yourself, and Amy sounds like she's your people, get after it. She's one to learn from. And it's not all fluff. She's going to dive into your stuff and really help you move forward so you can live a big life. So with that, Amy, thank you for being here again.
Oh, thank you for having me, Bethany. It's been a complete pleasure and joy.
And thank you, listeners, for being here. I know you have a lot of different places where you could spend your time, and it means a lot to me that you would spend it here with us. And until next time, take action, live big, and stay dialed in.